talking backwards, watch you slip. Out the front door, out the front door, you're so hip. Press that cigarette against your lips. Yeah.
So, this is River City Sounds, episode 61. I'm Cole.
And I'm Chloe.
And we have with us...
Stevie Ash and the Dropheads.
And the what?
Dropheads.
The Dropheads.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was a kind of a newer addition, the Dropheads, correct?
Yeah, well, what we kind of go by when we play out, so... Yeah. Or what we're going to go by.
He, like, writes and records... Like, anything that's out on, like... Apple Music, Spotify, all that, he recorded himself.
Okay.
But in order to play live, we all contribute.
And that's how we came up with it. Or I just Googled something and that sounded cool. So.
Do you want to introduce yourselves?
Yes. Do you want to go around and introduce yourselves and what you do in the band? Thank you.
All right, I guess I'll start.
Yes.
My name is Michael. I play the drums.
I'm Stevie, and I play guitar and sing.
My name is Jake. I play the bass.
I'm Taurus, and I play guitar.
Very nice. Taurus on guitar.
Taurus.
Are you a Taurus?
I'm a Gemini. My dad is a Taurus.
Okay. What's a like? What month
you would
is
be.
That? What month is a Taurus?
Gem-
I don't know.
What month
is
a Taurus? It's like April-y.
I feel like we'll
April,
get into
that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chloe's here. We'll get into that later. So why don't we talk about the origins of this project that we just heard?
Well, I started writing music, I'd say, for the EP and the songs you hear about a few months ago. And I wanted to turn it into an EP, and we played a few new songs, and yeah, it just spiraled up, and I got the EP out, and had to find some guys to play some music with, so that's where these three came in. Mm-hmm. But two of the songs we played were off the EP that I recorded.
Well, three now, because we did...
Dancing Days,
Dancing Days.
We played three new and then three old.
Yeah, Four New, right?
Four New, and yeah, so.
Yeah.
Dancing Days, Metanoia, and Under the Sun were on the EP.
How'd you find these people?
What's that?
How'd you find these people?
Well, I knew Jake for a long time. We were in bands.
Yeah, we met on Instagram.
Yeah, I hit one of those hit 'em up deals, and I was like, "Hey, I heard you play bass."
Yeah,
that was exactly the same for me too.
Yeah. Exact same text that you sent me too was that he played bass.
I went to school with Taurus,
high school.
Yeah,
and it was through a mutual friend, Wen Yang.
Yeah, what, first wave?
Shout out.
Yeah. Shout out to Wen. Shout out to him. He's in Newport News.
Yes.
So these people basically aren't complete strangers to you. You've known them some way or another.
We've known each
extension.
Other a while, but everybody's kind of done their own thing. And mm-hmm. then when I put, the EP out,
came back together,
I was like, "Hey, can y'all please come play with me?"
So, how about the Dropheads? Is that something that the three of you came up with, or is that something that all you came up with?
I didn't know about this.
So me and Mike had talked. He was like, What we all kind of talked about, we need a name, like, for live shows.
Yeah.
Because I didn't really want to just go by my name.
And, very humble.
Yeah. And I Googled, what's the word for, like, the opposite, like, a convert, what do you call them things that go
convertible?
Back?
Convertible?
Yeah. Like, the other word for
a
it.
A synonym.
And it's a drop head. So I was like, that's pretty sick.
Why
in the time. So.
Why'd you search convertible specifically?
I searched like a bunch of stuff, like old car names and then convertible cars, and then something called a Rolls Royce Drophead came up. I was like,
yeah, that's pretty cool.
I was like, okay, yeah, that's like. So I just took the ass end of the.
Or you could just be Rolls Royce and the Dropheads.
That would be funny too.
Rename yourself.
Mm-hmm. Badass.
Yeah, but I guess y'all too didn't. You knew about it.
I knew.
You didn't know about it till now. It's on the poster though.
Yeah, no, that was the first time I saw it. I was like, Dropheads. I was like, I guess that's what we're going for.
Towards the Dropheads.
Uh-huh. So what are your inspirations for this project?
For the EP I recorded, Sweet Rebel, that was a lot of like, I listened surprisingly a lot of Ramones.
Interesting. Okay.
For that, and just basic MGMT, Tame Impala stuff, one stuff like Metanoia and Sweet Rebel, but on the more upbeat songs and harder, I'd say like Ramones, and I listen to a lot of the Buzzcocks to try and get riff inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's where that came from.
So how about you guys? What was maybe like an inspiration for the instrument that you play? Like what maybe got you into the instrument, I should ask?
What got me into the instrument? Well, mine's kind of a funny story. The only reason I started playing drums is because I just wanted to play an instrument because my older brother had just started playing guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, shit, I guess I'll do something. And I was like 5 or 6 at the time. And it was out of the blue. There was no rhyme or reason to it. I was like, oh, I'll play the drums.
Mm-hmm.
Then got a couple lessons, liked it, and it's been going ever since from there.
That was it? Just did it?
Yeah, just go for it.
And he's the most badass drummer we've...
Yeah,
we have
ever experienced.
We've gone through a few of those. But Jake,
So I actually started playing bass in middle school because our middle school band, I was a part of the high school band in middle school. I went to a private school, so it was like kind of mixed. But they needed a bass player, and I was playing guitar before, and I had no knowledge of the bass. But I really started listening to Primus, and Les Claypool was probably my biggest inspiration, I'd say. But he's like, I immediately started learning like slap bass and stuff like that, and then I got evolved into like punk and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So
Primus sucks.
You don't like Primus?
He would come to the studio when we first started playing, doing all this crazy shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, we're playing
three
chords.
Three chords. I had to tone it down a little.
I was like, yeah, we're chilling.
Let's relax now.
Yeah.
I always wanted to play guitar since I was a kid. But like at elementary school, but my dad always said you need to learn like a classical instrument first. So I played violin for my first instrument for a couple of years, and then I moved, and the middle school that I went to, the new middle school, didn't have an orchestra, so I had to play trumpet, and then I played trumpet for like all of middle school, and then like near like freshman year of high school, I had a couple friends like Wen that also played guitar, so that kind of inspired me to
So you guys original to Richmond individually?
No. So I am from Virginia Beach, but I go to VCU here. So I'm here during the school year.
Yeah, and I'm just born and raised in York County.
Okay.
So grew up in Chesapeake.
I was born in Japan, but I went to the States when I was 3, and I've lived here ever since.
Okay. But the three of you have came up for VCU, basically, I'm assuming?
Oh, no, I went to VT.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you graduated then?
Yeah, in 21.
Nice. What'd you graduate in?
Business IT.
There you go.
Hell yeah.
What's
your major?
Yeah.
Marketing.
You guys got better majors than I did.
Hey, business majors.
Hell yeah, come on now.
You go to ODU, right?
Yeah, I go to ODU. I'm studying basically sound recording technology.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. In the process of it right now.
So what is... Do you want to be like a studio engineer or a producer or something one day?
Yeah, like a studio engineer. My dad was on the path of doing it too. Mm-hmm. So like I wanted to... It seemed really cool when I was a kid to do that.
Yeah.
I didn't go to college. I kind of... I work for my dad.
That's the hat.
Yeah, there. He's a government contractor, and I just work for him and work in his shop. And...
What did it say? Landscaping. Yeah. I thought it said laundromat for a while. At first it said services, and then like a little decorative on it. I thought he's in the military or something.
Yeah, no.
Do all the laundry.
But yeah, I work in his shop, and we work on equipment and stuff. So.
Very nice.
It's a sick hat.
Yeah, it is.
A
very
really
cool
hat.
I wear it all the time.
It's like it has my last name.
'96. He's
Whoa.
Kept it in his, yeah, so.
Yeah, that's the thing. I wear a lot of my dad's stuff as well.
Yeah. No, I love it. They had the cool shit back then.
So you talked about the first release that you did, the EP, that kind of started this project. Are you guys looking to go into the studio anymore? Because you said you played some new songs that weren't on
the
EP.
Yeah, we...
You want to talk about maybe the writing process that happened there?
I'm always, just always writing music. I love it. And, I just... wrote some new tunes, and I've been talking to some mixing engineers and stuff and trying to get in the studio and see what fits best, but I'd like to sometime soon. It was my plan to get in before summer ended to have a single out, but that, you know how that goes. So the EP Sweet Rebel, I recorded all of that in my home studio, and then I sent it to Wynn, and he mixed it and he mastered it.
Oh, I don't.
So... But this time I think I'm going to go to an actual studio. Get a little, not that it was bad quality, but you know what I'm saying. Like I want to go to an
actual
studio.
No, I went.
To record it.
Yeah,
to record it.
No, to record it. Because like I was in my, and I don't know how to mic anything, right? So I just kind of threw mics on everything and I sent it.
I
it sounds amazing, but I just, you know, it'll probably be with Wynn.
Yeah.
So, you know. Just in his
I thought you were adding him at first. I was like, oh, shit.
No. He did amazing on mixing and everything. It's just where I recorded it. You know, I don't really have it sound treated.
Yeah, no, I understand that.
So have you guys, played a few shows together, as this project?
Yeah, we three house shows? That we just, my parents are, cool as crap. We'll be like, can we play a show at your house?
Oh.
And they let us do it, in their, music room thing, and we go up there and we invite our friends and stuff.
Nice.
So we haven't been together but 8 or so months
since January.
Our
first January.
Oh wow.
Yeah,
I guess that is kind of
we haven't been playing together.
We got Tappahannock
and he just we got Tappahannock coming up October 15th with a bunch of Richmond bands that I'm familiar with, but I'm Marshall Family Values. And I don't want to say the other names wrong, but that's a lot of Richmond names, so it'll be fun.
Yeah,
we're just trying to start lining some shows up now, because we just got him, our stuff happened with our other bass
player,
so.
Yeah, and then I came in about 4 months ago, so pretty recent, but.
Do y'all have a favorite show that you've played so far?
The last one was really fun.
Really, really fun.
One was, that was
the last one was in July.
I think it was July.
Oh, it was July.
Late July.
It was July 30th.
Yeah, because it was right
before
I went to Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that was fun. He brought, some of his buddies came out and they were just.
Yeah, they provided so much energy to our shows. They were just moshing back and forth.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was really cool.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, I think that was our longest set. I think we probably played for an hour.
Yeah, because we kind of just jammed a little bit after it, too.
12 or 13 songs. Maybe more than that.
It was way more than
that. Well, we played a lot, so it was fun.
Yeah. Was that one of the house shows, at your parents' house?
Yeah,
yeah.
No, it was. It was.
But bring a bunch of friends, so everybody's having a good time.
Yeah. Now you got to. But the house scene around here, it seems. Awesome.
Yeah, there's a few houses right now.
Yeah.
Coming in and out, you know, as always.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, what, we lost Crystal Palace recently, didn't we?
Yeah.
Somewhat recently. And then Lucy Lane finally looks like it's about to come back as well.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Some good things popping up.
Very excited about Lucy Lane. They're awesome. And there's, like, Spiral Mansion and, like, the deck, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard of that. I think I just followed them on Instagram, like, this past week.
Yeah. I went to a deck show for the first time, like, last weekend, and it was insane.
Love it.
Yeah.
I've heard it gets rowdy over there. In the best way possible.
Yeah. The theme was goth prom.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh,
hell
yeah.
That's sick. That's big enough. I meant to mention one of my influences. I know this is a little late, but I saw it somewhere. You talked about the Growlers.
Yeah.
They were one of my biggest influences on my last EP.
Me too. Personally? Or like what that?
On Instagram somewhere, I believe. I saw it. I don't know where it was, but I was like scrolling, you know, watching videos and everything. And you said you'd gone to a Growlers show. And I was like,
I mean, yeah, Growlers. Oh, wow. That's a real kickback. That was kind of like my reintroduction into like.
Yeah. No.
I wouldn't call it like reggae, but I'd just say beachy vibe. You know what I mean? Like reggae's in there, but.
Because you said goth and they're like beach goth. So I was like, well, let me throw another influence in there.
No, they are fucking great.
Sucks they disbanded.
I'm kind of half. I don't know. I'm up in the air about Brooks Nielsen's solo stuff as a lead singer.
Yeah. No, I got the cassette, and I'm a cassette collector. So I put that in, and I listened to it, and I like, you know.
Which cassette? His new one?
His new one, okay. Yeah. The one he just released.
Yeah, I haven't, like, listened to it. I did what I do to some albums that are more recent where I'm kind of questionable. I, like, to nitpick every little song.
Yeah.
Like, I'll listen to, like, 30 seconds of each song. Like, how's this one going? Maybe, like, I'll skip around and see if there's a, like, change in it or some part, but... He has some good ones in there, kind of more like, oh God, what is it? Love Test and other ones like that. They're a little bit more, I don't know what the word I'm thinking, but as opposed to the beachy. But anyways,
somebody
off on a tangent.
Who friggin' influences the crap out of us now that we all love, I think, is Dope Lemon.
I don't know if you've heard of Dope Lemon.
He's an Australian guy, and we love him. We cover his songs, or one.
Uptown Folks.
Yeah. I love
got shouted out.
Yeah, got shouted him out.
Is he like someone who's like, is he kind of an underground artist or is
in the States?
In the States, yeah. I feel like he's got a bigger following out like
in
Australia and
stuff. He's playing. Where is he playing in DC? I'd go.
Oh yeah,
He's playing in DC, and this is like one of his first American tours, I think. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he's badass.
No, I just never heard of him. What was his name one more time?
Dope Lemon. His name's Angus Stone.
Okay.
But, he goes by that.
Alias.
Dope Lemon.
I mean, do y'all, like, how do you guys, like, feel about, like, the Richmond music scene?
I think it's
amazing.
Yeah, I think it's
really
awesome.
Sick. That was one of my primary reasons for choosing VCU as a college, because as such a music fan, like, a bunch of my friends went to, like, JMU, Tech. I know that there's like, you know, scenes there too, but it just seemed like it was really, really thriving here, which is.
But VCU's like it's the art school, and
yeah,
it's kind of the art scene. Like Guar came from VCU, basically.
Exactly. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Do y'all have like a favorite venue in Richmond?
I mean, we haven't played in Richmond yet. Hopefully, we'd love to start doing that pretty soon. Mm-hmm. I have with another band. I've played at the Camel twice. The Camel's also that's a great venue too. Mm-hmm. Great sound system in there. Nice people.
Yeah, I played a couple shows in Richmond with my old band when I was in college, but I can't remember for the life of me.
Oh, really?
Like,
we passed
any
it
of the venues.
Anyway? Did you say it looked familiar?
It looked familiar. Like, I parked on that street, but, like, I can't remember the venue names.
I don't know. I'm not too... I know the names of the...
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm not familiar with, you know, that. But we want to play here. That's the goal.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That's the goal.
Oh, it definitely is kind of the interesting aspect of the Richmond music scene, is that, like, it definitely is people part of it, but it definitely seems to evolve around the VCU community, because, like, you have to be in the know somewhat to get into some of the house shows.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's kind of hard for someone who lives, like, even in Henrico, not that too far away, to just, you know, take a chance and come to the city one night, and, you know, for a house show or maybe a Camel show or something like that.
Yeah.
To try to get into the scene. So it's much easier not only to live in the city, but also to kind of be a young person in the know.
Right.
But at the same time, those people don't live here and they leave, you know, during the summer and during the winter time kind of dead. So it takes the whatever, Richmond bands or the authentic ones, whatever the hell you want to say. It's actually like pick up the slack, I guess, which is kind of interesting. We were talking about that, I think, with Dead Billionaires summer or so ago.
Okay.
Did you guys have anything else to add on to that before we flip it over to Chloe's Corner and end it out here?
Thank you. Yeah.
But we're not done with you just yet. We still have Chloe's Corner.
I take it back.
Okay. Yeah. What up? Welcome to my corner. Womp, 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 womp. Hi. Hello.
Hello.
So this is where we just talk about y'all a little bit as people, and not necessarily about music.
Cool.
What is your go-to snack?
Swear to God, if I hear fucking pretzels out of anyone's mouth.
Senbei.
What?
Senbei. It's a Japanese rice cracker.
Ooh.
Look at this guy. Yum. Fancy.
Can we get it at...
You probably can't get it at Kroger. But what was it, New Grand Mart? You can get it at any international store, New Grand stores.
New Grand Mart.
Yes.
There we go.
Yes.
Sweet.
I like ice cream sandwiches. I eat that a lot. Like, I'm the type of person, I eat something chocolatey. I need something salty, like, right after.
Yeah.
And then that's Doritos.
So, yeah.
That's my snack, my go-to.
Yeah, they were in the car, right?
Dude, I got Doritos and Cheez-Its stacked everywhere.
Just
in case.
I don't know, like, not a lot of people like this flavor, but I like Tabasco Slim Jims. Probably my favorite.
I like Slim Jims, too.
It's only that one, though. Like, I don't like any other Slim Jims other than the Tabasco flavor.
Yeah. One of my favorite snacks as a kid was the limited edition, like, mint Three Musketeers. Pop those shits in the fucking freezer. But they only made them for, like, a summer or so. And, like, I still like Three Musketeers, but it's not a mint Three Musketeers.
That is true. I just got around to, like, freezing little candies.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, like, it's the greatest freezer. Yeah, it's like, the greatest thing ever.
Reese's
and...
Oh,
yeah, Reese's are good.
Those are Kit Kats, too, honestly.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing.
It's really good.
But
it's also not solid chocolate. You won't break your fucking filling like that.
Yeah. So for not candy snacks, I guess, you know, I go through phases. I do like chips a lot. My mom always quotes, she says, there's not a chip I don't like or whatever. You know, you know, I definitely go through phases between Goldfish and Cheez-Its. So like
that
one,
sounds
one,
like my girlfriend, Brianna.
Really yeah.
Goldfish
so like,
are good. Extra...
the extra blast, or whatever it's called.
Yeah, so it really depends. Like, if I've had Goldfish for a long time, then I'm like, I'm down for some Cheez-Its, you know?
Yeah.
And then it just goes back.
No, I understand that. I do that, too. I'm just, like, gung-ho on one thing. That's like, my alternative's back on now.
The best part about Goldfish, though, is the bag they're in, and you can just, like, open it and then, like, roll it back down.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It's genius.
Yeah.
And even the big box they have is cool as shit, too, because it's like a... It's, you know, it's
my
like,
mom would just get the big box.
Yeah, and then you like just close it.
Yeah,
it's like the old
like milk carton. Yeah, that's the
word.
Goldfish knows about packaging.
Ingenuity.
They're on it. Yeah.
Smack that Miles back.
Goldfish.
There you go.
Taurus.
My name is Taurus.
All right. What's your go-to karaoke song?
Oh goodness.
Ooh.
When's the last time you've done karaoke?
Like
a month ago.
In 2020.
Honestly, not very long ago.
I mean, fair, okay.
Oh,
it's
actually,
been a while since.
Wait, it's that Billy Joel song.
Rocket, no.
Damn it.
Piano.
No, it's not Piano Man.
Rocket Man.
Moving Out, Billy Joel.
Oh.
Oh, there you go.
It is a fantastic, like, I swear to God, everybody in the place is gonna be dancing now.
I could have sang at karaoke, but my wife's best friend had like a birthday party at a karaoke bar, but I never sing karaoke, but my go-to song would probably be my dad's, and that's Friends in Low Places.
Oh, that's
so,
a good one.
Yeah, that or like, I don't know, something like that.
Yeah, mine's
Prince.
A little bit of a
Prince, yeah. I love Prince.
Big Prince fan.
Oh yeah,
mine's a little bit of a curveball. I like Kiss from a Rose by Seal. I watched that, like, I don't know if y'all watch Community, but I got into a really big Community phase, and there was like this one episode where like two of the people were doing that for karaoke, and I said, I love that song. Like, just immediately, I just started loving that song, and I would listen to that every day.
Do you know that was written for the Batman
movie? Yeah, Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was going to say, because I'm sorry, real quick, when you said Prince, I was going to say, oh, what do you think of the Joker using Prince music and Jack Nicholson, and then he said that, and I was like, Batman! Sorry.
Yeah, no.
But what were you saying? I'm sorry, I cut you off.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, I think, like, that music video is literally a scene from Batman.
Yeah, it is. It was, God, Nicole Kidman, I think, in it.
Yeah.
Doing fucking Val Kilmer with his goddamn lips.
Torres, what are you singing on the karaoke? You strike me as like a...
My way.
Like a... easy kind of karaoke guy.
Well, last time I did it, it was 2020 in Japan. I was very drunk. And I didn't have like a go-to song, so I was just like, Say It Ain't So, I guess. By Weezer. And I just... I half remember it because right after that I started throwing up in the karaoke bar. So.
Woo! Yeah. My favorite karaoke song, it wins every single time, is The Reason by Hoobastank.
Hoobastank.
Yeah. I'm not a perfect person. Yeah, nice. Like, no one steal that.
I think I that.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's so fun to say that word.
Hoobastank.
Hoobastank.
They're like a one-hit wonder, and it's just The Reason. And the reason is you. And a
rush.
Yeah. There we go. It probably is the reaction to the people who are listening too. They're just like, what the fuck? Oh, the reason.
It's great.
Yeah,
y'all
that one dude.
Yeah.
So what's everyone's sign?
Virgo.
Oh, yeah.
Sagittarius.
I'm a Capricorn.
Oh.
Capricorn.
So we're like end of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Birthday's coming up.
Oh.
next week.
You're in 22?
21. I'm turning 21. On the
21st. You've been a
little guy. I'm a little guy. Yeah.
What do you want for your birthday?
Man, a good time.
We got you.
I guess.
We'll have to send you something nice.
Yeah.
We got you.
Yeah, come on up.
My birthday's in like a month, and I'm going to a monster truck rally.
Oh,
yeah. That's dope. I'm so stoked.
Mm-hmm.
Round up a little bit here. Do you want to ask two more questions real quick before we get to the end?
Sure. All right. So the world is ending in 10 minutes. There's
God.
A big ass asteroid coming. Oh, what are you going to do in 10
smoke
minutes?
Smoke a fat joint.
That's about to say, finish.
Finish strong. Damn.
You
know,
I'd go for a walk.
It ends in 10 minutes?
Yeah.
You don't got a whole lot of prep time either. You just got to what I can do right now.
Smash my most expensive base.
Aww.
If the world's gonna end, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Very, very nihilistic. Dude, just go crazy. Just start throwing shit at windows, breaking windows, you know? Get a little wild. Yeah. Let it out, since you can't while you're alive.
Ooh. You know what? I'd streak.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Take off running.
No, it would be just to feel the freedom, just running in the middle of a crowded place, just fully naked. Don't care, like... no consequences, just who cares? That'd be sick.
Yeah. No, I think I'd probably just go wild. I'm not a very wild person, but that would be my one shot.
Go crazy, go stupid.
Yeah. Just everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's fun.
That's all she has.
Yeah.
She
has that's good. Right. It's been fun.
So, two things. What are band goals for the end of this year?
Play more shows.
We want to play a lot of shows. I mean, I want to have songs out too, at least a single. I don't want to do another EP though, because I just not that you know, what everybody disregard what everybody else does, but I just don't want to waste too many songs. You know, I'd like to just release a few singles here and there by the end of the year.
And all right,
definitely play shows.
And where can we see you guys next? What's your next show?
Probably Tappahannock. Was it Robtoberfest?
Robtoberfest, the 7th, I think is what it is.
And 7th annual.
7th annual Robtoberfest.
What is it, October 15th?
Is it Rock or Rob?
Rob.
Okay. Some guy, we still don't know who Rob
we
is.
Yeah, we don't know who Rob is, but he asked us.
Yeah.
Along, like,
yeah.
You'll meet Rob.
Yeah,
we'll meet Rob.
Yeah,
that's Rob.
The 15th, and what are we going on, 3rd?
What?
Yeah.
We're going on
3rd. We're in the middle.
Yeah, we're
right
in the set.
Out in Tappahannock on... it's like a farm. They do like a little festival thing every year. So
okay,
yeah,
a bunch of other bands. Partial Family Valley is gonna be there.
Yeah, I think they're headlining it.
I think they're headlining.
Yeah, I think so.
They might.
But yeah, that's the next one.
Anyway. Anyways, so yeah, where can we find the music that you do have out right now?
Just on any Spotify.
Spotify, Apple Music.
Just under Stevie Ash. Yeah. And that's another thing that I didn't want to get confusing with the Dropheads, because it'll probably just be under my name, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
So, and then even...
Dropheads pending.
Yes, pending. Yeah. Pending. But yeah, even on Instagram too, just under Stevie Ash. That's where everything is. And these guys too. I mean, they got their pages. See, they're shred.
We're going to plug.
If you want to, you can. Go for it. Okay. It's all right. Yeah. All right, well... Say what?
That's our first band.
Don't worry, I don't think I heard
if
it.
If they can hear him, yeah, they can listen. Yeah, that was our first, that was the first band we were in together.
There you
yeah.
go.
It's out there somewhere. Did. You just gotta find it. Oh, you said the name.
But anyways, I appreciate you guys being on. This was 61 of River City Sounds. I am Cole.
And I'm Chloe.
And we had with us
Stevie Ash and the Dropheads.
Yeah.
All right, appreciate y'all being on.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
That was a blast.
Later. We'll be right back.
dark and then you'll sleep in the middle of Brooklyn. Sick, but I lost my mind. Lost my mind, to the red light. My friends and I lose my friend. I'll be walking down the street with no guidance. One set of sun. One set of sun. Look out for fire. One set of sun. One set of sun. Look out for fire. One set of sun.
We should say real quick, follow us on Spotify or Anchor or wherever you listen to this podcast so that you can get notifications when a new podcast comes up, because sometimes they're up before the art comes up, so you can listen to it before I've made an Instagram post for it. Second off, give us goddamn 5 stars and all that stuff so we can come up on that, so maybe more people will find us. I appreciate that. Again, yeah.
Like, comment, subscribe.
All that stuff. And give us 5 stars. Thank you.